President Robert Jones presented a plan that calls for $293 million over 5 years for critically important capital improvements, renovations, and upgrades to the university's aging campus facilities, spanning more than 5.8 million square feet. He says the revitalization and renewal plan will preserve the university's existing infrastructure while creating an estimated 2,500 Capital Region jobs.
Meeting this 5 year is absolutely critical because we have about a $1.2 billion deferred maintenance issue that we're facing. And unless you make annually incremental investments in that, you never will be able to address the problem. You know, it'll be 20, 30 years from now, and we'll still have a significant balance sheet of deferred or critical maintenance issues. And so the only way to really get on top of the problem is to address it on an annual basis. The last 5 years have been absolutely critical, and we do need that level of consistent annual investment in order to stay on top of this. Because it does boil down to be a health and safety issue and ability to recruit and retain our students and our faculty and our staff.
Jones explained that UAlbany's 5-year SUNY capital plan will provide a substantial infusion of capital monies into the local economy. With student enrollment at about 17,000, Jones notes both the 50-year-old Uptown campus and the over 100-year-old Downtown campus are in need of upgrades to the buildings. Mike Elmendorf, the president and CEO at Associated General Contractors, says you can't take a break when it comes to maintaining structural integrity.
You can't take 4 years off of investing. If you take 4 years off of maintaining your house starts to fall apart. And then you transition from not making repairs or improvements, but having to replace things. We cannot allow that to happen at our state university system here in Albany or anywhere around the state.
There are more than $1.2 billion of critical maintenance and upgrade backlog needs across the UAlbany campuses. The push comes during almost constant construction on new nanotechnology facilities that have transformed Washington Avenue. President Jones added, the message is clear.
The notion is that we must have some level of investment. And if the governor and the legislature can't find $293 million, we certainly would expect some significant level of investment and allow us to continue the very valuable work that we know we need to address. So it goes back to my original point. We need some level of annual ongoing investment. But of course, our preference is to have the 293, but if not, some significant level of funding to allow us to continue to do some of the work on the downtown campus is kind of our top priority.
Jones recently succeeded RPI President Shirley Ann Jackson as co-chair of the Capital Region Economic Development Council. He noted that he's not asking for a dime more than UAlbany needs. The delegation of local officials, including State Senator Neil Breslin and Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey, who appeared with Jones Friday at University Hall on the Uptown campus, pledged to address the funding requests. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.